This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 129, bonus episode. All right, guys, no theme music on this episode, no intro. We're just going to get right into it. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because here's a bonus episode and I have nothing planned, so I'm just going to talk for a little bit. So let's just go over a couple things, just to kind of maybe provide some clarification or maybe a review. Like, most of you probably know this, but there might be some people that have never listened to Grumpy SEO Guy before. I want to remind you of a couple things and clarify a couple things. So new episodes come out at 9 a.m. on Wednesdays, Central Standard Time, but that didn't happen last week. So episode 128 came out on Wednesday, but then it got deleted and a different version of the same episode came out on Monday. So I hope you're able to finally listen to that episode. And then no episode came out the following Wednesday. So I am aware that these things are happening and I am taking steps to get everything sorted. So this is all going to be fixed. Don't worry. I just wanted to let you know I'm aware of the fact that the episodes were not coming out when they were supposed to be. Okay. So let's do a couple other reminders. Reminder number one, you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. Here's another reminder. When you email me, I usually respond to questions, okay? I usually do. But if it's been a while and you haven't gotten a response, you should check your spam folders, because quite often when you're talking about SEO or backlinks, those emails will be categorized as spam. So check your spam folders. I've had people email me like a long time after their first email and they're like, oh, it went into spam folder. Sorry, I didn't see that you responded. I usually respond. It's like generally, I do. If you have a question, you can also post it on the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/grumpyseoguy. I post there. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. And there's also some other people there that have been listening to the podcast for a long time that have great answers to a lot of questions, okay? But I want you to be aware, we have some very strong anti-spam filters on that forum because we're talking about SEO, which means that a lot of marketers and bot accounts will come in there, just like in every other SEO forum, and post their nonsense, okay? Okay, so if you post something and you get a message that says your post has to be manually approved or something like that, just wait. And if it's safe, we will manually approve it, okay? So if you post something and you get a message that says your post was held for approval or something like that, hey, just wait for a little bit and it will probably be approved as long as it's not promotional or something else that might make the forum less useful to people, okay? You're welcome to post there and, you know, everybody who doesn't break the rules is allowed to post there. That doesn't mean you're going to get the correct answer to your question, okay? Like, some people, you know, still think content is king or whatever, but we're trying to not have people think content is king. So anyways, just recently somebody replied to a thing and I approved that reply because the reply was fine. I mean, it was wrong. It wasn't like a link to some service or something, right? So I approved it. But then I had to respond to that post as well because this person was, the question was something like, I can't remember, something about their rank like decreasing or something. And by the way, we have a two-part episode explaining why your rank decreases, how to tell what the cause is, and how to fix it. I'll post links to those in the description. But the response was something like, oh, you know, write good quality content because algorithms, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. But anyways, you get the point. So quality of content has nothing to do with where you rank. Hopefully, I think everybody who listens to this knows that, but I'm sure there's somebody who this is their first episode and they're like, wait a minute, that's not true because this person said that content is king and all I have to do is write good content. No, it's not how it works. In fact, I would bet that person that they probably already have high quality content on their site, but they are not ranking. The problem is not that you don't have high quality content. Anyway, let's do a couple more reminders. This is like a short episode. Let's do a couple more reminders. Okay, what are the four things you need to rank? You probably know them by now, but if not, we have episodes that explain them and I will put links in the description. But for regular SEO, it's 1, avoid penalties. 2, have content, which can be good or bad. It doesn't matter. You just need content on your site. 3, you need relevancy. And 4, you need authority. Authority only comes from backlinks. So basically, you need backlinks in order to rank. Backlinks is the most difficult part of SEO. Once the first 3 things are in place, it becomes the biggest thing that you have to do. Most of your time, effort, most of your time and effort in SEO will be spent getting backlinks. And there's four ways to do that. You can do nothing and let people link to you. You can buy them. You can do guest posting or link outreach, or you can build your own. We have more than one episode that explain all of these things in detail, and I will put links in the description. So here's another reminder that's pretty important. There is no separation between GEO or AEO or AIO or whatever. AI SEO is what we're talking about here, and normal SEO, okay? So anybody who is trying to tell you, oh, you have to do these special things for the AI tools to crawl your site, no, you don't. It's the same as regular SEO. In fact, AI tools are taking data from high-ranking results, okay? So if you're doing good SEO, you're doing good GEO or AIO or AEO or whatever the acronym is for AI SEO. You're doing a good job if you're doing good SEO because they are the same, okay? They are the same. Other people are like, well, you need to do these special things. You need LLMS.txt and then the AI tools will crawl your website. No, because LLMS.txt doesn't even do anything. We have another episode that explains this, and it's the AI tools themselves that are telling you that LLMS.txt isn't even useful. So, in other words, the AI tools are not paying attention to LLMS.txt. So stop making a big deal out of LLMS.txt and do good SEO instead, and you will be fine. But how do I do good SEO? You listen to Grumpy SEO Guy because that's what we teach on this podcast. So do the four things that you need to rank. Avoid penalties, have content, have relevancy, have authority. Understand those. Listen to the episodes until you understand them, and then you'll be doing good SEO.